Breakfast. Shocking figure.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Figures have revealed just 1% of sexual offenders engage with the state's treatment programme. The number of convicted sexual offenders is now four times higher than it was in 2018. Just 8 out of almost 700 sexual offenders in custody are taking part in the Building Better Lives programme. Mary Crilly is the CEO of the Sexual Violence Centre. She's with us now. Mary Crilly, good morning.
Morning, Jonathan. Thank you for having me on.
I would have expected that the figures would be relatively low, but not this low.
I kind of would. I'm not really surprised. Now, I'd like to start off on the basis, because I've had 40 years in the sexual violence centre, you know, people often think or assume, you know, I just want to lock them up and throw up the key, where I'm really coming from the basis of, I really want these people to change the behaviour, because we all want safety. So that's kind of my bottom line. But if you look at many of these offenders, like they say, 75%, they mightn't even be suitable, because 25% are total in denial, 25% are appealing their sentence, or the others have short sentences where they couldn't do the Better Lives programmes because it's a 2-year long one. But these are men who would have, in court, who would have pleaded not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, who would have put their victim through horrendous stuff in court. And then when a jury of 12 Irish people or whoever found them guilty, they would have still denied it in lots of ways. So they have no motivation to change. In fact, I think they often see themselves as the victim. Now, one thing I have found over the years speaking to sex offenders, I wouldn't have talked to that many in the past 10 or 15 years, but before that, I often wished victims could hear what they're saying and hear how angry they are and hear how dogmatic they are and hear how they said they planned it and they premeditated and she or he deserved it. I tell you, any feeling that the victim had about it must be my fault would really go from them. And I think this really shows it. I mean, they're in prison with like-minded people. They're kind of not locked up. They're allowed, you know, out on the landing with others to chat away, to do whatever, because they're not seen at risk. And it's just really acknowledging this, really acknowledging this, that what we do next, because they're not engaging.
Why is it not mandatory? Why can't the courts mandate, on hearing evidence and convicting, this individual needs to undergo this course? Is it because the state doesn't want to invest in the course, or why is it that it's not made compulsory?
I think it's a bit more that to engage in any kind of programme, you have to be motivated, and not motivated mightn't work. Although some research shows that even if they do attend, something kind of by mere chance might rub off on them. But there could be a situation, which I wouldn't see often, where, you know, a lot of times in sentences, if somebody gets 10 years, we'd automatically say, well, they'll get 25% off, because that seems to be an automatic thing. I think if a judge says, if you don't engage in the programme in some kind of way, you're not getting that discount, something like that, just to show up the seriousness of it. But a lot of sentences are quite low, so they're out in no time, or they're appealing, or they just don't see the point. They haven't done anything too wrong. She deserved it, or he deserved it, or the child deserved it. I imagine the 7 or 8 who are engaging are probably ones who are seen at low risk. I'd love if programmes come in a lot earlier, you know, teenagers, where we would have a lot of kind of 14, 15-year-olds coming into the centre, and, you know, in juvenile places, where if we really got there. But the reality is, sex offenders know exactly what they're doing. It's never a mistake. If he ever turns to his victim and said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I didn't realise what I was doing, I just say to the victims, don't take that on, don't believe them. Or when you see in court the headlines, kind of somebody, he was convicted and he's in tears after it. So what? You know, it's nothing compared to what he's done to his victim and his victim's family and his own family. His own family is going through this as well.
Yeah, bear in mind, Mary Crilly, the number of cases that actually come before the courts is actually a tiny fraction of what is happening out there. You know, it would appear that the state is willing to a certain degree to bring convictions, but then after that, it's no longer their responsibility. They don't try to rehabilitate them in prison. There are difficulties tracking these offenders, even when they're on the sexual offenders register. I mean, we really are treating it almost as a once-off incident, and after you've done your time, you're grand, move on.
And I think, you know, I would have heard like Dr. Emma Regan a couple of years ago. She was a psychologist. I don't know if she's still there up in the Midlands. And she was really trying to get stuff in place to work, you know, with sex offenders rather than the Better Lives program, which is 2 years long. Now, I think for somebody in prison, 2 years isn't too long. But even at that, with all the efforts that people working in the prisons want to do and want to work with these guys, it's like open your eyes. They just have no interest in changing the behaviour because they really believe it wasn't their fault, it was somebody else's fault, and blame anybody or but themselves. So they don't want to come out and be different. And that's the reality. And that's what we need to really look at straight on, because you do hear things all the time about there's not enough programs, there's not enough support, there's not enough help. And here's it in black and white, there is, but they're not engaging.
OK, we'll leave it there for now. Mary Crilly, CEO of the Sexual Violence Centre. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.